Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hello, Calvary. Welcome back to week number 3 of our summer speaker series. Now, today's speaker is a returning speaker. He was with us a couple of years back. Pastor Adam Scharf is a great friend of Susan and I. He and his wife and their family, they spent some time here in Vancouver for a couple of years. And now they're back in Australia, in Newcastle, New South Wales, planting a brand new church called The Avenue Church. And so I know you're going to be blessed by Adam's words today. So put some hearts up in the chat and let's welcome Pastor Adam Scharf.
Well, hey, Calvary, it's Pastor Adam Scharf with you here again. Let me tell you, it is my absolute delight and privilege to be with you today, ministering from the Word. And I've got to tell you, it's been a while since I've been at Calvary. We were there in 2019 with your incredible pastors. I've got to tell you, I love your pastors. Pastor Steve and Susan are simply the best people in the world. I remember when we moved to Vancouver in 2019, they were some of the very first people that we met, just opened their heart, opened their church, opened their life to us, and just encouraged us, believed in us, and it was just such an incredible God connection. We actually met each other through a mutual friend, which from another part of the world, and so it's amazing how God just brings people together and knits them together. But today, we're here, we're going to bring the word to you. And my prayer is that you'll be encouraged, that you'll be strengthened, that you'll be stretched for what God has ahead for you and for all of the Calvary family. So come on, let's pray and get straight into the word. Father God, I thank you that we can come together today. Lord, that we can lift up the name of Jesus, that we can look into your word and we can look into the timeless truth and authority that comes from your word. And I pray today that we'll open up our hearts. We would let the sword of the Spirit do surgery on our soul. Lord, that we would not just be hearers of your word today, but doers of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Well, Calvary, if you've got your Bibles with you today, go ahead and open up to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. What an incredible passage of scripture Joshua chapter 5 is. In particular today, we're going to be reading from chapter 5 verses 13 through to 15. Just a really small excerpt in a pretty incredible story. As many of you know, many of you will be familiar with the story. And that's the story where Joshua and the nation of Israel, they'd walked out of the wilderness. Who knows? We've been in a wilderness period for the last, what feels like forever. This COVID period has been a wilderness for so many people. It's been a bleak, dry, difficult time. But I get a sense in my spirit that we're coming through it in a powerful way. And I thought, what better story to look into and find truth from God's word than this story in Joshua, where the people of God had moved out of a season of wilderness and were right there on the precipice of their purpose. They were right on the edge of their destiny. I don't know if you remember the promise that God gave Joshua, but he said, Joshua, every place the sole of your foot will tread will be your inheritance. And of course, we know this is a promise that had been handed down from generation to generation, from Abraham to Moses and now to Joshua. And in particular, this is a promise that the people of God would walk into a place that was flowing with milk and honey. It was the promised land they were about to walk into. And it was Joshua's job as the leader of the people of God in that moment to take them through. But I've got to tell you, there was an incredible engagement or an encounter that happened in Joshua's life right before he stepped into God's purpose. It was the beginning. And I think right in this period of time where we find ourselves right now, we're right here on the edge of a brand new season. We can, you know, touch wood, praise God. Let's believe that COVID for the majority is behind us and we're moving into a brand new season of all that God wants to do. I think this will speak to us powerfully. So if you've got your Bibles, come on. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through to 15. Let's read together. It says here that when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and he looked. And behold, a man was standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? And he said, no, but I am the commander of the armies of the Lord. Now I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take off your sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground. And Joshua did so. I know it's only a small part of the story. I know it's only a small part of scripture right here, but there's some powerful truths that we see come to bear in this very small passage of scripture. And I want to encourage you as you're embarking on a new season. I just get a sense in my spirit that God is taking you, God is taking Calvary, God is taking your church family into a new season, into a new, I believe that there is coming and is coming a powerful new outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the church. One thing COVID has shown us is that a lot of people have deviated or walked away or forgotten about church. But I just want to say, if you're sitting in the room this morning, then you're one of the faithful. You're one of the remnant. You're the one of those that are just, you know, sticking it out, believing God, excited for the future. And I do believe that God has something special in store for you today. And so I've got a couple of questions, just a couple of questions real quick as we get through this that I think are going to encourage you, they're going to help you, and they're going to challenge you just a little bit. My first question is this, that is, do we recognize God in our situations, in our circumstances? Do we recognize God in our situations and our circumstances? You see, Joshua was in a place where he was on high alert. In fact, I think I can kind of identify with Joshua a little bit. Joshua was a bit of a warrior. He's a bit of a brash kind of guy. He can be a little aggressive. And I kind of sometimes am a little bit like that. I remember a time when I was traveling a lot for ministry when I was living in the US, and I'd been here, there and everywhere, and I'd gotten home late that night. And for whatever reason, there was just this beeping, this constant beeping, this beep, 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 beep going on in the bedroom, and I couldn't figure out for the life of me where it was. And then at 3 a.m. in the morning, I finally realized it was the alarm for the house. And I walked out and I'm pressing buttons and trying to get the thing to turn off, and I couldn't. I went back to bed, and 4 o'clock rolled around and fiddled with it, 5 o'clock rolled around. In the end, I grabbed the thing and shook it. I mean, pretty silly, right? To shake this inanimate object on the wall. I ended up breaking the thing, and the alarm went off at 5 o'clock in the morning and woke the whole neighborhood up. Since when does unfiltered aggression like that get you anywhere? It doesn't get you anywhere, right? But this is Joshua. This is kind of who Joshua, he's a warrior, he's a fighter, and he's finding himself in a situation where he's in enemy territory. He's right there in the thick of it all. And he walks over and sees this man standing before him, postured with a sword in his hand. I don't know about you, but the warrior in me at that moment would want to kind of just fight. And then this is what he does. This is what Joshua does. He asks a question. He says, are you for us or for our adversaries? Right? And then the man drawing the sword says, no, I'm the commander of the armies of the Lord. See, that title, that phrase, that name right there, we have to understand what that means. When that man with the drawn sword was saying, no, I'm the commander of the army of the Lord. Friends, I got to tell you, that is an eschatological, messianic title for Jesus. What we have right here in the Old Testament is what theologians call a theophany. It's a moment where Jesus is in the flesh. He's incarnate in the Old Testament. We have a pre-incarnation experience with the second member of the Trinity. We have Jesus standing before Joshua. And this is what I love about Joshua. Joshua went from warrior mode to worshiper mode like that. I got to encourage you. Joshua, even though he was brash, even though he was a little aggressive, even though he was a warrior at heart, he still knew, he could still perceive when it was God in the middle of a situation. My question to us today is that are we seeing God in our everyday lives? Are we taking the time? Are we taking the margin to discern where God is working and what He is doing and how He is dealing in our lives? I want to ask you today, are you the kind of person that gets so distracted with the many and varying things that come across our desk or over our table or clutter our life that we can forget to see God working in a situation? I want to encourage you today to be somebody that takes time to ask God, to pray and to seek God in the middle of those situations, in the middle of those circumstances, particularly when we feel like we're in enemy territory or when we feel like we're going through a difficult season or a hard moment or a relationship is strained and we're feeling the challenge, sometimes we've got to stop and we've got to ask the right questions. We've got to ask, are you for us or are you for our adversaries? And I love what the commander of the Lord's army says. He says, no, I'm not on their side, I'm not on your side, I'm on my side. He said, no, I'm the commander of the armies of the Lord. And I think this left Joshua with the opportunity to do one of two things, is to ask the question that was coming next or to step back from the situation confused. I don't believe for a second that the God we serve is a God of confusion. The captain of the armies of the Lord, our leader, our Savior, our King, our Jesus, I believe comes to us standing often with the word in his hand. If you can get the imagery there, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, Jesus is the Rhema word, the living word. I wonder how often we find ourselves confronted with a moment where God is trying to deal with something in our life, or God is trying to speak to us or show us something. But we're asking, are you for us or are you for our enemies? I don't think for a second God ever takes sides. I think God is all about God. To be honest with you, God loves you, absolutely, has a purpose for your life, definitely. But that's the ground battle. That's what's happening here on earth as we navigate family, career, life, all those tensions. But don't forget, God is on the throne, that he has a meta plan. He has a big picture that he's trying to accomplish. And what am I not saying? I'm not saying that we're just a cog in God's big plan, but I am saying that God is working all things together for good for those that love him and who are called according to his purpose. And I've got to tell you, friend, this morning, there's someone out there that needs to hear this. God loves you. He is for you. He is not against you. He has great things for your life. And we are part of history. We are part of his story. We are part of what he is doing on the earth. So let me challenge you. What are you doing for God right now? What are you doing? That's a great question to often ask ourselves when we're confronted with Jesus and we're confronted with his purpose, when we're confronted with the opportunity to take on the posture, not of a fighter, but of a worshiper, right? We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing? Are we willing to step up to the plate yet again? Yes, the previous season has been challenging. Yes, it has shaken a lot of things. It has messed with a lot of our sacred cows. But guess what? God is on the throne. He is in charge. He's doing a new thing. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, God is doing a new thing. He's birthing something new in your church. He's birthing something new in your pastors. Can I just say, Pastor Steve, Susan, you aren't just incredible people. You are God's appointed leaders for that church, and he is going to do a new thing in you and through you. I just prophesy growth and increase into your life, personally, in your family. Let it be blessed in Jesus' name. I'm believing God that he's going to blow things up in your church in a good way. COVID tried to blow things up in a bad way, but guess what? Jesus wants to bring increase into the life of your church. I'm believing God with you for that in Jesus' name. So come on, do we recognize God in the situation? Do we see the situation, the circumstance for what it is? It's temporary. It's a season, but guess what? God is eternal. God is the rock that we stand on. When the storm is raging, when the seas, the winds are blowing, guess what? If we're planted, if we're standing on the rock, guess what? Our lives will not be shaken. That's what I love about Joshua. He saw that he was not just in a season, he was in the middle of a God encounter. Can I encourage you today? God wants to encounter you in a powerful way. Yes, there's promise. There's purpose in the future. But sometimes before we get to walk into our promise, before we get to walk into what God has for our future, there needs to be some defining moments in our life. I hope you've had a defining moment whereby you, without a shadow of a doubt, have encountered Jesus in a real way. Maybe you're in church this morning for the first time. Maybe you're skeptical. Maybe you're not sure about this whole Christianity thing. My prayer for you is that you'll experience what I experienced when I was 17 years of age. I met Jesus in a powerful, undeniable, real way. I don't even know if I was looking for him, but he grabbed a hold of my life and he changed me in a powerful way. It was awesome. Can I encourage you? Second thing, real quick. I alluded to it just before. Defining moments. You know, defining moments are incredibly important things to have. And Joshua, right here in this story, Joshua chapter 5, had a defining moment. Right there in verse 15, he had an incredibly defining moment where the commander of the armies of the Lord, Jesus, right, said to Joshua, hey, take off your shoes, for where you're standing is holy ground. Now, what did he mean by that? Did he mean like the place you were standing was, you know, the remnant of an old sacred temple and the ground itself was holy, the location was holy? Or was Jesus saying to Joshua, wherever my presence is, wherever I am there with you, that place is holy? I seem to think that's what Jesus was talking about. I believe Jesus was saying to Joshua in that moment, I'm here, and I'm here for you, Joshua. I'm here to define this moment, etch it in your memory, mark it in your spirit that this is the moment that I commissioned you. Because oftentimes we want God to give us instruction, don't we? Or we want God to give us some direction or an assurance or a promise of what's to come in the future, right? Really what God wants instead of an instruction is intimacy. We're looking for strategy, but God's saying, just have simple faith in who I am and what I can do. We want some assurance, but God says, look, just be obedient to what I've already called you to do. We want God's purpose, but listen, He wants our posture. He doesn't want us charging in and trying to figure things out ourselves like a warrior. There's time for war. There's time for battle. There's time to fight for things. But can I say, before the battle always comes, the posture. Before the fight always comes, the submission to God's will and purpose. And that's what Jesus was trying to give Joshua here, a moment to maybe distract him from the complexity of all that he was about to do. Don't get me wrong. God was about to give him instruction. He was about to tell him to walk around Jericho all those times for 7 days, and on the last day, blow the horn and the walls will come down. Strategy, God's got no problem with giving you a strategy for the complexity and for the mission, for the purpose that He's got for your future. But what does God want more than a strategy for you? What does God want more than a purpose for you? I tell you what God wants. He wants a posture of surrender. He wants a posture of a worshiper. And this was a defining moment. What was it that defined this moment for Joshua? I'll tell you what it was. It's where the Lord said to Joshua, hey, take off your sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground. Now remember, Joshua didn't just arrive on the scene as God's brand new leader. Guess what? He served Moses for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. And I guarantee you, sometime in that 40 years, stories would have been told. Moses would have recorded. Moses probably sat down with Joshua and told him about the time that he too was called by God. Remember Moses' calling? He's in the middle of the wilderness, just tending sheep for his father-in-law, and he has a burning bush encounter experience with God. We know that story. We've read it right there in Exodus. And there's a similarity between Joshua's encounter and Moses' encounter. What is it? The Lord says to both of them, two separate occasions, at that defining moment in their life, what does He say? He says, take off your shoes or take off your sandals, for where you're standing is holy ground. Is God funny about us wearing shoes inside? Well, if you come to, I mean, you're Canadian, right? Come on, everybody. You're Canadian. When I come to your house, I've got to take my shoes off, right? Canadians are funny about shoes indoors. Aussies, we just walk around inside with our shoes on. You might think that's gross, but hey, it is what it is. But here in this story, to remove sandals was a sign of submission. To remove your shoes when you're entering into a tent of meeting or a place of dwelling was a sign that you were committing and submitting to the rules of that household. It was a sign of respect for whose home you were going into. And I get that. I understand that. But in this context, what was Jesus saying to Joshua? What was the Lord through the burning bush saying to Moses? He's saying, hey, look, I'm setting aside a moment that's holy. Your calling, Moses, your calling, Joshua, is holy. The purpose that I'm about to give you, yes, that's sacred, that's sanctified, but it all begins here in this encounter with God. Friend, you may have hopes, dreams for the future. For someone sitting there in that building today, there's a business idea inside of you. Come on, submit it to the Lord. Commit it to the Lord. Hey, there's people there that are believing God for kids, to have a family, to raise their family. There's all sorts of dreams and visions and stuff that God places within our heart. And I believe it's God's desire as a father to give us the desires of our heart. But what God wants more than your success, what God desires more than your blessing, what God desires more than your future being fruitful, is your present being committed and submitted to Him. He wants to define your future through moments like this. And I don't think it's a one-off sort of thing that just, you know, there's a blessing and then you just go on with life. I believe this, for the believer, for the modern day follower of Jesus, this can be a daily thing. We can find ourselves in defining moments on a daily basis. The book of Hebrews teaches that we have full access, that we can come boldly into God's throne room to obtain grace in our time of need. I want to encourage you, don't be a stranger to the presence of God. God is seeking those that would worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's what He said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, did He not? He said, hey, those that the Father is seeking are those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. That word spirit, ruach, means every breath of our lung. And truth means in revelation of who He's called us to be and what His word says about our life. I want to encourage you today. Let's be people that have defining moments in our life consecutively, regularly, times where we can take the proverbial shoes off of our feet in the presence of God. What does that shoe represent really at the end of the day? I'll tell you what it represents. It represents the past. It represents the places we've walked yesterday. The sole of our feet can be caught up with the dirt and the detritus and all of the icky, mucky stuff that we find out there in the culture on the street. And if you're living your life in this world today, it's difficult to walk through life without getting a little dirt stuck on you here and there, without being hurt in some way, or without being maligned by someone, or going through just difficult seasons where you feel like you're tripping up oftentimes. We're human at the end of the day, aren't we? We all are living with this nature that wants to pull us in one direction, yet the Spirit of the Lord wants to pull us in another. And so often we can get caught up in just the dirt and the muck of life. Well, I believe we have the access, the opportunity, just like Joshua had that defining moment, to come into God's presence, whether it be here corporately, together as a church, or individually in our homes, open Bible, open hearts, ready to be in the presence of God and allow Him, His presence, to change us from the inside out. I want to encourage you. Recognize holy ground is not what happens in the front of a church. Holy ground is wherever you choose to meet with God. Wherever you say, God, I'm dedicating this time. Maybe it's your morning commute. Maybe it's right there, you know, when you get home from work. Maybe it's that cup of coffee before you leave for the office. Wherever it is, whatever time that you redeem to spend in the presence of God, allow that to be a defining moment in your life. Get rid of those shoes. Let go of the past. Forgive those that have hurt you and look forward to the good things that God has got in your life. Remember, number one, recognize God in the everyday situations of life. Remember Him and allow Him, number two, to define your future by having a posture of worship. Come on, we've got great things ahead of us, Calvary Church. Jesus is doing awesome things on the earth and He wants to use you. Maybe you're here today and you haven't yet crossed that threshold of faith. I'm sure someone here is going to give you some instruction on what you can do to meet Jesus. Like I said earlier in the message, I met Jesus in a powerful way when I was 17. Can I describe it all to you, what happened in that moment? No, but it was supernatural. It was spiritual. It was powerful. I felt like the old part of my life had gone and the new had come. For Christians, we call that salvation. And guess what? Jesus loves you. He died for you on that cross. He paid that price so that you could live and walk in forgiveness of sins with assurance of future hope and blessing in your life today. Hey, before we wrap it up, can I pray for you? Awesome. I'd love to pray. Father God, I thank You for each and every single person that's in the room today watching this message. Lord, I thank You for all of those that are watching online. And Lord, we know that You show up in the middle of our day-to-day to do incredible things in our life. And I pray that as we're navigating life and all the complexity of it, as we're going forward, moving forward into new seasons and new things in You, Lord, I pray that we would see You working in the middle of every single moment. Help us, Lord, to be people who adopt a posture of worship, people that are ready to leave the past behind and to move forward into a glorious future that You have for us. Father, I pray for those who are sitting on the fence that aren't sure, that are maybe skeptical about faith in our midst right now. Lord, I pray that You would show up and that You would touch their lives, that You would bless them, that You would show them that You love them, that You died for them, that You want to save them and position them for a life of incredible purpose. Lord, today, I thank You for Calvary and for the influence that it's having in Surrey, in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland. Lord, I pray You'll pour out favor and blessing on that house. In Jesus' name, amen. Calvary, God bless you. We love you heaps and we hope to see you soon.